All right, Bang Bang. Today is Wednesday, July 17th, Chicago. Dog walk guest of the day is Carl. Carl, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Good. Good to hear. Did we do that again? Did we do that double time? I feel like we always do that.
I ask you, you ask me how I'm doing. I ask you how you're doing. I just said good there.
Yeah, it's all right. It's all right. We'll get it done someday. But whatever. We're here today to talk about the whole Cubs controversy. If you're not following along, then you're like, clearly never listened to the show or you don't follow us on Twitter or whatever. But it's pretty much been the biggest thing that's happened so far in our 6 months.
Without question.
Yeah, without question. So you're following along at least to the point where you know that we've had that Ligma Balsack got fired. We had Jimmy the security guard on Monday, and you know enough about that. Yesterday, Monday night, we received an email from the Cubs VP of Communications. And Carl, you're going to read the email. We didn't talk about this yesterday. We talked about ticks because that's another lingering storyline we have on the show. But because we weren't sure if we were going to blog the email yet, so I didn't really want to have this conversation with Carl until we went there. So we ended up blogging the email. I ended up going crazy. Go to the blog if you want to check it out. But Carl's going to read it to us right now.
From Cubs Vice President Communications and Community Affairs, Julian Green, to Barstool Sports. So now Barstool Sports, Eddie and Carl, are going to go on a crusade for a guy who goes by hashtag Ligma Balsack and make him a martyr under the guise of an emergency news brief. Eddie says they don't care about the snakes, but Barstool is selling $20 t-shirts that say come and take it.
Now four t-shirts.
If this is the posture Barstool is going to take with our business and ex-employees, then we will have no interest in not only future opportunities with fans, players, etc., but flag our vote of no confidence with the other clubs in Major League Baseball. I've received numerous messages from colleagues from around the league, including recently from the Cardinals, who called this BS. This is not going to go over well with other teams. And if Eddie Carl want to continue to promote antagonistic behavior, which puts our staff and ballpark at risk, then we will move immediately to a legal posture. As I shared, this only became an issue when your guys started down a road to harass our staff. Since they now want to go to war, their words, are they prepared to accept liability if, when an incident happens with our fans that leads to a severe injury? I'm available later this evening, period. Julian.
When did the war thing come? They said you said war somewhere. I don't even remember.
I think it was
that
on the intro to the security guard podcast when it came in here and you were like, hey, can we cut a quick little intro into this to talk about Ligma Balsack? You were like, what do you think about this? And my comment was like, I'm ready for war. A fucking euphemism. I'm ready for war. Yeah, no, I'm packing up my bags and going to fucking war with the Cubs. Like, how dumb are you, dude? For somebody who's in charge of communications, this is, I know I just read it, so I'm just, yeah. Now I'm worked up.
I know. No, I know. It's such an absurd email. Like, we need to call that permanent ink or whatever it's called to make a clown face t-shirt for Julian Green.
He deserves one.
He absolutely deserves one.
For somebody who's in charge of representing, like, the messaging for the Cubs, this is the dumbest fucking thing I have ever read. So I don't want to be mean to him. You know, like, nice guy, whatever. But as far as doing your job, I can objectively say this message to Barstool Sports. And here's the thing. I've talked to him. We've had community. He knows Barstool. Like, he's not a moron. He's a younger guy. This is horrendous work.
I mean, I just don't understand what he wanted to accomplish here. Because he sent me another email after, and like an hour after I published a blog. And, you know, he actually brought up some good points. Like, some points that, you know, I might agree with. But it was completely contradictory from what he said in that email.
Right. So, like, this email being like, hey, you know, Ligma Balsack inciting bad behavior in the bleachers, trying to pin cup snakes on us.
Telling us they're going to take away stuff that we don't even have access to in the first place. How they're going to flag us and take a legal posture. Like, just the biggest bravado, hardo fucking email in the world.
Oh, God. Heaven forbid the fucking Brewers wouldn't want to do any work with me. It's just ridiculous. And on top of this, like, and Big Cat brought this up, everything we've done with the Cubs, with players and access, has been done the Barstool way. Building legit relationships, like, not being flaming fucking jagoffs to people on the team. Like, just trying to be real, tell a story, connect with fans. We're not mainstream media even remotely, and this email is almost like he's bucking us into this group like we're a startup. Like, did you think we just fucking started this yesterday?
It's crazy. I don't even know how the Cub Snakes even started.
Dude, like, cup snakes have been going around for, like, that's a thing going back for, like, ever, man. I mean, we were getting pictures of people at, like, Australian rugby tournaments, like, building cup snakes out of the stadium.
Yeah, it's just so disheartening to me that the Chicago Cubs just do not understand that if they never poke the bear, if they never fed into the bully's bullshit. Not us being the bully, being the people who are having fun out there and who knew that it got a reaction out of them, that this never would have been a thing.
Yeah, and let's be clear with the Cubs. There's two sides of the Cubs. There's like the baseball and then there's the business. Baseball is Theo, Joe Maddon, players, the stuff you love and watch. The business is, what do you see in the media? What's it like going to Wrigley Field? And this is all business stuff. And the business side of the Cubs has not changed in like 25 years. Like the top leader, Crane Kenny, and his team and stuff. Like, while the baseball got rebuilt, the business side, decision makers, all the strategy, it's terrible. It's absolutely terrible. And you can point that directly to the cup snake thing. They're just clueless. And I'd be willing to bet, do you think Julian Green's ever gotten hammered in the bleachers and partied with his friends?
Probably not.
No.
No.
Southside guy.
No.
Just no way.
No, there's no way. I mean, I just don't. What's been cool about it all was seeing how much Big Cat has dug his heels into it as well.
Because he really is the best.
If you haven't listened to it yet, his rant that he went on Barstool Radio yesterday was awesome. I haven't, that type of energy like sparks out of him. Like, he's obviously great radio great radio guy day in and day out. But that kind of energy, the last time I seen it spark out of him was the day after the Bears lost on the double doink and we went on the yak with him. He was on fire.
Yeah, when he oozes passion is when he's at his best.
Yes, he really is. And it's, you know, it's all about Chicago sports, so let's bring that guy home, right?
Right. It would be nice. But he does, Big Cat has a very valid point, because Barstool had a partnership with like Budweiser or Anheuser-Busch, and they had paid for Big Cat to sing the seventh inning stretch, and then they pulled the plug day of. Like, Big Cat was even in the box to do it, and they were like, you can't do it. And then rewind to spring training when White Sox Dave and I were down there, Vienna Beef paid for me to throw out the first pitch of the Cubs game at Sloan and, like, communicated to him, hey, it's Carl from Barstool Sports. And I go out on the mound, and it's like, presenting Michael Stirk. I'm like, what? And then I talked to the Cubs afterwards. They're like, we can't put up that you're Barstool Carl and that you work for Barstool Sports. Like, so they ran my legal name and were like, oh, you understand why we did that, right? Because Barstool has bad relationships with, you know, women and stuff. I'm like, our CEO is a woman. Our CFO is a woman. Our head of sales is a woman. And you're starting Addison Russell.
And that's the craziest part of all of it. I just don't understand why they're willing to die on this hill. Like, clearly, our audience, the people that love Barstool, are the ones that are buying beers. They're the ones going to the games. But the fact that there are so many people listening to this small, small minority on Twitter is mind-boggling. And the Cubs are terrified of that when they have a million other public relations nightmares going on at the same time. It's just so frustrating how dumb they are. It really is.
And then, how about while all of this is going on with Ligma Balsack, with the security guard, Chris Bryant sits down with us. Bryant. You got to be kidding me. You're going to tell us that you're going to limit our access and blah, 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 and we suck, and you're going to threaten us literally within a 24-hour window of sitting down with your most marketable fucking player. I mean, you got to be kidding me with this. See, this goes back to, like, and again, I don't want to pile on Julian because I met him, and he is a nice professional and all this stuff, but, like, that email, let's just single it, that email that he sent to Barstool to kick things off could not have been worse. And that's so reflective of, like, the times right now. Like, you just can't – he has my number. We talked. I've sent him letters.
Yeah.
There's no reason he couldn't have just picked up the phone and been like, Carl, dude, what's going on with this? Can we talk about this? Because for me, if you go back and look at the Cup Snake content, Barstool Chicago was not blowing up Cup Snake shit until, I want to say, June. Like, we were retweeting it. It is kind of funny, but it wasn't until, like you said, the security guards and the social media, and you see guys getting truck sticked.
Yeah, people just, there was strip sacks all over the place. Fucking Leon Lett. It was crazy, but hold on for a second here. I want to talk about Merck's Cheese in the midst of all the crazy.
I love this.
Merck's Cheese, a Midwestern favorite premium cheese spread. They have the new on-the-go format, Carl. It's 2 ounces. It's little. They have it in sharp cheddar port wine. Have you tried one of these? I know you went to a barbecue last week.
I'm a huge Merck's guy, yeah. Man. I like the mini ones because then I can just sit there with it my own. I would much rather have my own and just pound it.
Yeah, I know for sure. So listen, for big bowl taste, whenever the mood hits, you try Merck's mini cheese spreads. It is made with 100% Wisconsin cheese and aged 9 months or more.
Ooh.
Merck's mini cheese spreads. Like, I don't know. Does Wrigley carry Merck's? Like, maybe things would be happier if they carried Merck's over there.
We want to smuggle some Merck's in today. I'd like to see how that would go.
Yeah. So the whole thing has just been insane. Like, here's another, but it's been funny at the same time because all the little things is what is making it funny. Like, I got a DM from someone who's like a Chicago med student, and he's like, hey man, a bunch of me and my fellow students have figured out how many cup snakes stacked high it would take for mild concussion or like mild like injury, mild head trauma. Sorry, that's the
word
I was
looking
for.
We're studying this at the University of Chicago.
Yeah, that's what they said. They're like, yeah, but I don't know where he went to school, but he's just like, we studied it. Like, it's going to be like approximately, I forget how many cups. I'm going to throw it in the blog and I'm going to add in how they studied it. But it's just hilarious. Like, it's just so funny.
I had a general counsel from an MLB West Coast team slide into my DMs and tell me that the cup snake t-shirts we were selling did not violate copyright law or intellectual property law. It was parody law.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
He's like,
awesome.
Hey, I just want you to know that like this is legit and you can absolutely sell these.
Really?
Yes.
That's. I always like having a guy. You never know like what his qualifications are.
Yeah.
Like, did he go to like one of those schools where like, you know, I
probably
don't know.
Went to a good school, but hey, I don't know. Maybe he's on one of those major league teams that has a vote of no confidence in us or whatever. You know?
Yeah, maybe he could be.
Just crazy to me, Ed. And how about how many pictures, texts, DMs, and stuff did you get last night in the Reds game? So on Tuesday night, did you get of like cup
so
snakes?
Many.
Oh my
so
God.
So many. And they're all like hiding them too. Like they're just all like behind like the bench, like and, like the bleachers, the one I sent, and the guy had like a shh emoji. Just, everyone's just keeping it quiet. Like you just got to be real cool about it now.
I will say this because you brought up a good point. If somebody tells you to throw the cup snakes out, throw them out, right?
Throw them out.
I did get a video from someone that was like, oh, look, like it's getting out of hand. And they had like other security guys in neon vests that looked like bad motherfuckers and stuff. So that's a good example of taking it way too far. As soon as the red shirt comes up, I don't care how drunk you are. I don't care how many buddies you're with, how hard it took to accumulate the cup snake. The fun of it is the build and the camaraderie. Yes. The fun of it is not the confrontation that follows. That should be as simple as like, oh, I got busted. Just like you're playing it or tag.
Yep.
You're it.
That's it. You're it. The red shirt comes. He's like, oh, you know what I mean? It's Pac-Man. You're avoiding.
Yum, 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 yum,
yes, exactly. Waka, 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 waka. You're avoiding the red shirts. That's all it is. And then once they catch you, game over. You got no coin. No more coins. I mean, you can. But
it's like Mario. You just go, whatever. You start a little smaller, you got no coins.
Good luck having as many beers to build another one. But regardless, I don't know, man. It's been a fucking eventful week, to say the least. And they cracked down hard last night, it looked like.
They were kicking people out. A lot of action in the DMs about how staunch. They probably bumped up security. They probably have spent a lot more money, I would guess, on staff in the bleachers.
Yeah.
Because that was one thing Ligma Balsack said, that, like, you know, for playoff games and stuff, they'll. It's like when Ligma Balsack said for playoff games, they'll increase staff in the bleachers when they know there's going to be more people.
Yeah. They called the reserves. They called the guy who retired last year. They're like, hey, we need you back for one more game.
That was game six NLDS 2016 staffed. Yeah.
The guy, like, that guy had like a cake retirement party last year. It's like, all right, that's it. 35 years at Wrigley. Yeah. He came back for that game.
And then they threw the cake out right in front of the stadium. They let everybody come up and get a piece of it and take a picture of it.
Yeah, that was it. Like they did with the Ron Santo.
Do you feel like your fandom with the Cubs has been compromised? Because watching the game last night, writing the blog after Schwarber hit the home run, my point is like, I don't give up. You can hate my guts all you want. I love this team. I love watching baseball here.
Exactly. And that's the thing I love. You know what? I don't know whose idea it was. Was this a business move? Maybe it was, because I'm about to compliment the business side. They brought the alligator on to throw the first pitch.
Brilliant move.
Great move. Great idea. And then just the walk-off home run, a night game on a summer Tuesday weekday, topped off by a fucking Mai Tai guy stealing a ball.
It's an unbelievable chain
of the
events.
Kids.
Yes.
No, of course I'm not. Because stuff like that will always bring me back. That was just those little things. I'm happy that happened. That were maybe, okay, like, there's still a lot to be happy about. And, like, there's still a lot to follow with the Cubs.
What do you think the players think about cup snakes?
I'm sure they think it's hilarious. Like, they're definitely, like, whenever, you know, there's an out, a strikeout, they definitely turn around, like, do a quick, you know, jock, adjustable, and then they look if there's a cup snake around. Bet you that, guaranteed. That's what I was like. Schwarber was looking for.
Yeah,
no doubt about it.
I know, you know, Hayward. I saw Hayward last night made a catch along the right field line. He caught the ball and then he high fived a fan and he like held on to that high five for a little bit. And I know this isn't a Cubs podcast, but you have to understand that when Jason Hayward does something like that, like, can you see him doing that 3 years ago when he was the worst player of all time? So when Jason Hayward's throwing high fives to the fans, the point is the energy in the atmosphere in Wrigley is absolutely electric. And my message to the Cubs is please, please don't inhibit it. If anything, we can probably help. We can probably help get a message to people you want to get the fucking message to. It's just, we're not doing it on your terms. I'm not kissing your ass. You're not going to threaten me. You're not going to make me feel insignificant or like you can step down our throat or anything. And how lucky am I that I get you in my corner, Big Cat in my corner, Portnoy in my corner, like all of, the people at Barstool that have rallied around this Cup Snake stuff and the way the Cubs approached us and basically just made us feel like we were insignificant has been nothing short of phenomenal.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't have said it any better right there. We'll end the show on that, everybody. Carl, thanks for this. What a crazy week. Everybody, thanks for listening. Crazy. We never would have thought last week when we had that guy on that this was going to what it was going to turn into. So.
Yeah, thanks, Ligma.
Yeah, exactly. Shout out to Ligma, free Ligma. That's it for today. We'll catch you tomorrow.